We're here with Axel Rushmeyer, and Axel, first of all, thanks for joining us. And how much fun are you having being a part of this thing, especially here maybe the last 3 weeks?
Thanks, Mike. I would say this is the most fun I've had playing football probably my whole life, just being able to move around on the line, play more positions than one. Fullback is always awesome. Just lower the head and go through someone is always fun to do. Playing tight end, getting to play with Ko and Sam and Daniel on the edge there and just be able to wipe people down is always, it's awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah, and as you, I remember, was it the first time maybe at Colorado you lined up as a fullback and got the touchdown for Trey and then last week as well. What's that like? And then also as a tight end, which is maybe not normal in terms of your positioning here in college.
Well, fullback's a little different. Just we've never had that here. With this staff, I should say. They had a little bit before, but there's not anybody that's a specific fullback coach, so you kind of rely on multiple people. Coach Callahan, Coach Burns, Coach Sanford chips in too. Even be able to talk to Tanner and see like what he's thinking, thinking what Kai and Bryce and Bucky are thinking. Just being able to mix our heads and get together and figure out what would be the best approach to that is I think what makes the play so successful. Tight end, being able to play Y and F is, I think it's a huge asset to our team, just being able to mix all kinds of people around. We can even get to heavier personnels where Sam can play the Y and I'll play the F, and Cole being at the Z, and it'll be awesome for us just to have those big bodies out there that love moving people. So I would say that those formations give us a good advantage, being able to mix up our looks, and then we can always go back to five alignment sets and put the faster skilled players out there, as they say. So just being able to mix around different personnels and different looks, formations and stuff like that is what keeps defenses on their toes and helps us move the ball down the field.
Last week, over 300 rushing yards, two backs over 100. Obviously, you were a part of that, both as a tight end, as an offensive lineman, and then as a fullback on the touchdown. How much satisfaction do you guys take up front in having a day like that?
I mean, the name of the game for an offensive lineman is rushing the ball, keeping the quarterback clean. But your favorite play as an offensive lineman is always a run, just because you get to initiate the contact instead of sitting back and taking it. So it's so awesome to see Bucky and Kai do well. And even Bryce last week, the week before that, he had over 100 too. So those guys work their tails off every day in the weight room in the summers, ever since January, since they got here on campus. Those guys, a lot of those running backs just shut their mouth and work, and that's a really admirable trait. So just seeing them succeed and seeing Coach Burns being able to work with them is just, it's really a thing of beauty. And if you ever go into that room, it's Coach Burns and Mo are the double-head snake getting after it, coaching the running back. So I think just being able to see those two succeed with how great of guys they are is just awesome for us. And we take a lot of pride in being able to keep those guys healthy and keep those guys clean. So.
As a fullback and a tight end, you know, sometimes a fullback might carry the ball, sometimes a tight end might catch it. Are you doing any lobbying with the coaches to say, hey, feed me the ball here?
It's been... What is it? We're going on 5 years now. Me lobbying to catch a pass or get the ball. So, I mean, I'm going to keep sticking it in their heads. They've been talking about it a little bit from what I've heard. The little bird told me. So, I mean, I'm going to keep lobbying it for it. If it comes to it, I'm ready. I'll run the ball. I always run someone over. I'll run through someone, not around them.
That would be fun to watch, no doubt. We'll keep an eye out for that, no question about it. You're from Hutchinson, Minnesota. You went to Holy Family. Take us through kind of your background. A Minnesota kid, you decided to stay home. Let's talk about that first, your decision to be a Gopher.
So coming out of high school, I didn't have a ton of offers. I don't think I had any offers, to be honest with you. But my dad played here. He played 86 to 88, so 3 years here. There's a lot of guys here that he's played with, like Norris I knew coming in. Being able to play just for my dad's alma mater is really awesome. Being able to go to the same school my parents did and be able to stay home close to family. Anytime there's a home game, a bunch of my relatives are also in state, so I get to see them instead if I would have gone to a coastal school. I want to be able to see them as much. It's always nice getting my mom's home cooking. I'll never complain about that. So I think just being able to be around the same people, my family, my friends, and being able to support my high school when I get a chance, and being able to be an example for kids like that go there, because not many people from my school. It's a small school. I think I graduated with 60, 70 some. So just being able to show them a road, a path that they could take, an example, is always, it's an awesome thing.
And your brother Jackson now is joining.
Yeah.
So I haven't really said this aloud very much, but Jackson's kind of a mini me. He's like on the same path going as on me. I wouldn't say he's not the same person to me at all, but he came to the Hoy family the same year I did, or 2 years after I did. We have the same birthday, 2 years apart.
Wow.
So he came 2 years after I did, and then he started as a freshman, worked his way up, and then got a walk-on role here as well. So, and he's working his tail off as well to show what he can do and show his spot, and hopefully next year he can make the next step. So
yeah, that's fun, no doubt about it. How do you think the town of Hutchinson and your high school Holy Family kind of shaped you as to the guy you are now?
There's a lot of, I would say the biggest thing that shaped me from those two places are the people that I was surrounded with. Hutchinson is a very blue collar, like put your head down and work kind of place. A lot of factory workers in Hutchinson that like to just work, go home, and enjoy their families. So I think a lot of those values I learned from Hutchinson were how important work ethic is and how important your family is and being around those people as much as possible. I would say Holy Family really did a great job in shaping my faith, being able to get that more interacted in my daily life instead of just on the weekends at church. So I would say that the people that I met there definitely assisted in me getting to where I am today through a lot of the coaching I received. A lot of the teachers there I'm still friends with to this day and still talk to when I go back there. So I'd say the biggest thing is having the people in your life that will be with you through the thick and thin and be able to guide you in areas that you may not be as familiar with as they were or have been.
And of course, growing up in Minnesota, you put the skates on. My sources tell me that you were a pretty good hockey player back in the day too, right?
I maybe wouldn't say good, but I definitely got out there and liked to throw the body around. I think I finally got to play varsity my junior year. I played my sophomore year, maybe a little bit, like a couple games, but I was like to stand in front of the net on the power play, like tip pucks. Like to root around the corners, but there is definitely a speed there that kind of outgrew me. But hockey was always so fun to me. It's so fun to watch now, and whenever we get a chance in the winters going to play pond hockey is just like a lot of nostalgia, and it's super fun for me.
Well, it's been fun watching. It's continued success, and maybe you'll get a football one of these days, right?
Can't wait. Hopefully.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, he is Axel Rushmeyer.